The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
Johnny Ralph in about half an hour. Elise Perry will join us on the show. She just made a couple hundred playing for Australia. Pretty good.
Not bad.
Oh, unbelievable.
Not bad.
Third highest score ever in ladies cricket, I think, in tests. Daniel Garb will join us too and give us his view on what's happening with the Socceroos as well. He's prime time, Daniel Garb, these days on Fox Sports.
He's Ralphie
coming
in?
Everywhere. Yeah, Ralphie's in. I told you in about half an hour. It is time to put your foot down on the Benix Brakes soapbox. Benix, the best known brake pads. Ask a mechanic to fit Benix Brakes at your next car service. Now, tonight, what's been making waves, Mike Sheen says the Socceroos versus taking on Honduras, that game was rubbish. Do you agree? It wasn't the greatest game, but I don't know. I was on the edge of my seat if I was... Well, I wasn't actually watching, but I would have been. Maxwell and Renshaw failed to fire. All we should do on the test side. Ryan Harris says our bowling attack is better than Mitchell Johnson's lead attack in 2013. Is he right? And Helena Dokic, it's got us talking about the ugly parent in the world of junior sport.
He's ugly.
What do we do? What do we do? 9429 1116. Let's get going.
Got something you'd like to put your foot down about? Call the Bendix Soapbox on 9429 1116. Bendix, the best known brake pads. Ask your mechanic to fit Bendix brake pads at your next service.
Pick 31, is he kidding me?
You either DLS or just tough it up.
He doesn't seem to have been treated very well.
I'm one really frustrated before.
He reeks of desperation from even before the trading period to me.
This is just a bloody disgrace.
Last round of Shield cricket before next Thursday started today. How much of a factor does that actually play, or are you pretty set?
Look, I think it'll play a little bit of a part. Originally, we were going to pick the team after the second round, but Trevor Haynes thought that it'd be good to see a bit more cricket, which is sensible. Why not? If you can see as much cricket as you can, you know, I think it adds to a player's, I suppose, his strengths or weaknesses, depending on how they go. So, I mean, obviously, every time you go out and battle bowl, if you do well, that can only be a plus. If you don't do so well, you know, you've got to weigh up, you know, what's happened in the past, and you obviously don't pick it on one innings. I mean, that's silly, but you know, I think it gives you an overall picture of how a player's going, you know, the more cricket you see.
Righto, that was the voice of Mark Waugh, Australian selector, of course, these days. I'll tell you what, they were going to pick the team after the second round of Sheffield Shields, and Trevor Haynes said no. I wonder. I would have put the guys at ease.
They're not set.
I would have put them at ease after that second game and said, you're playing.
No.
Put them at ease.
Keep them sharp.
That's what I would have done.
Keep them sharp.
All right, what would you have done? 9429 1116. Let's get the callers. Fat Boy is in Berwick. G'day, Fat Boy.
G'day, Boyser.
What's going on, Fat?
Not much, boys. But I tell you what, boys, if Marco isn't wearing a pair of Fred's Ferry boat shoes in weather like this, you may as well call me Skinny from Berwick.
Yeah, no, he is. He's got the boat shoes on. You can take that to the bank.
That's the way. Boys, Mike Sheehan, pal, bubba. This year Carlton played Essendon in torrential rainfall at the MCG.
Yes.
It was a low-scoring game, and if you weren't a Carlton or Essendon supporter, you'd rather watch Boulder and the Beautiful on repeat.
Hmm.
My backyard has better turf than what was at Honduras. Hmm. So for old mate Mike to say it was a rubbish game, big fella, it was a great result. And the next time you talk about soccer, just you're better off just keeping a zip on it.
Righto. All right, Fat Boy. I wonder if Mike's listening. Can we find out? Give me a little text.
Oh, Mike will be listening.
He always listens.
Never not listens.
Yeah. Chris is next in Moondah. G'day, Chris.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Chris.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this will be the worst quality batting lineups on both sides that the Ashes has ever seen. Neither side. Everyone's talking about the Poms being no good. We'll be lucky to make 300 more than twice, I reckon.
Yeah, I don't reckon our batting has been great. And it doesn't look flush, does it?
Not on paper.
You might be right there, Chris. You might be on the money.
Well, the batsman...
Steve Smith is the quality.
Yeah, Steve Smith, world class.
And Bugsy Warner.
Yeah, Clyde's so, good back here with the black shorts on. He does well when he's playing at home.
Well, we've got three.
Yeah. That's about it. Disappointing.
And Mitch Stark.
Oh, it's Stark. Yeah, well, he's basically an all-rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Stark. Mm. He is our all-rounder, by the way.
He is.
Right, we'll get going.
We might be able to get Elise Perry in. She could play.
I don't think she's ready for the step up just yet.
Let's just see.
John's on the road. G'day, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Chet. So I've got a solution for Bernard Tomic.
Righto.
Let him move in with Demir Dokic.
Ooh. I'm not sure Demir's tactics on Bernard these days would be flash.
How would that go? How would that go?
I don't know. I'd like to see it try to, just as an experiment. I'd watch the experiment.
I don't think Bernard Tomic should be anywhere near a prison, because that's where Demir Dokic should be. He should be kept away from all humans. Yeah.
I wonder if he's
lost his right to do that.
I wonder if he's tempted. Yeah, I agree with that. But I wonder if he would temper his methods in today's world, or whether he'd just be full steam ahead in his little world.
Hey, Demir?
Yeah.
Full steam ahead.
Yeah, he wouldn't temper anything, would he?
Of course he wouldn't.
Not a thing.
No.
Tommy's in Roeville. G'day, Tommy.
G'day, Les. How you going?
Tommy, we're
good,
well.
Tom.
International rules. Boys, I don't know whether you watched any of it yesterday, but I think it was great to watch Fife run around and not be tagged by three blokes all the time and things like that. But I tell you what, Ox, I'd like to have had a camera on Nathan Buckley's face when he found that Pendlebury hurt his finger or broke his finger. Wouldn't that have been a sight for sore eyes?
Yeah.
With his first reaction there.
Marco came in very distressed. You all right, mate?
Only just.
You're disappointed?
This is why I think we shouldn't play this stupid hybrid game. Just play their game. There's no tackling, no bumping. Just play their game. We should beat them at their game. We are fully professional. They are bricklayers.
One's a postie.
One's a postie.
One's delivering mail.
Yeah. And like why? Let's beat them at their game. I want to see that.
Other hand too, not the hand that he'd hurt originally.
Yeah.
That's a worry.
It's a ripper.
It's a real concern.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Good point though, Tom. We'd love to have been a fly on the wall.
Tommy, thank you. Josh is in Cranbourne. G'day, Josh.
Boys, how are we?
Yeah,
Josh,
good Josh.
The call before who said Australia was going to have the worst batting lineup in the history of the Ashes. I'm telling you, Usman Khawaja is going to score about 400 plus runs. Steve Smith's going to do the same. David Warner's a guarantee of making 200s in a couple of 50s. We'll be all right, boys. Renshaw is a good opening bat. He'll soak up balls and protect the boys for later. And yes. Hazelwood will have the summer of his career. He will take 30 wickets, I reckon, minimum.
Yeah, we're not worried about the wickets. We're worried about the bat. And you've just made a good point with three or four of them. But if they go cheaply, the questions are asked about our depth.
Speaking about cheaply, at the MCG, no more losses of wicket, thank goodness. Still 4 for 58. My eyes are telling me. Thanks, Josh. Thanks for the call. Cookie is on the road. G'day, Cookie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
Gentlemen, spent Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Sydney McPherson with muscle spasms around the heart after having a heart attack last year on Boxing Day. And had to pay another premium within 12 months of the last one. I just think NIB better pull their finger out because I'm not sticking around if that's the case.
Sorry to hear that, Cook, having a bit of heart scare. Are you all right?
Yeah, mate, but, you know, while you're down, mate, they'll just keep putting the boot in. You're trying to make a quid, and here's these folks, what he's doing. And, yep, on the dole, mate, no worries. I'll fix you right up.
Oh, well, good luck with it, mate.
Good luck with everything, Cookie.
Good eating, good exercise, good health.
Just keep doing the right stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Damien's in Cranbourne. G'day, Damo.
Afternoon, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, we're well.
Just before I get to my point on Melbourne City, are parents not learning about leaving kids in the car on a hot day? Seriously.
What's happened
well,
now?
Not again.
I heard on the news that someone has left a kid in the car on a hot day.
No, I think that car one was about the lady, the person that got 3 years for carjacking, and then when they jacked the car, there was a baby.
I haven't heard
in the back seat.
I haven't heard it today, Damo.
I haven't heard it either.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
News. Okay. Righto. Well, the news is always right, so we've got to believe that.
Just want to get to my point of Melbourne City. I went to the game last night.
Yeah.
Ross McCormack had so many opportunities, and just could not convert other than the penalty. We should have beaten Western Sydney.
Mate, I was Damo, you're probably right. I didn't catch the game, but I'll tell you what, I did catch the crowd on a Sunday night. 7,500 for Melbourne City on a Sunday night with school the next day. I reckon it was a rotten time. I thought it was a pretty good crowd, Damo. You happy with that?
I'm happy with the crowd. I'm just hoping we can get more people because I guess everyone's on the Victory side. I'm on the City side. Go City.
Righto. Good on you, Damo. Thanks for calling in.
It was on our news. We were actually in discussions during our news, so we haven't heard that story. That is terrible.
As we normally are.
That is absolutely terrible. Goodness, there's a young person, a young child who's in a coma. So that
unbelievable.
Is bloody terrible.
Last call. Jono's on the road. G'day, Jono.
G'day, gents. Firstly, with Mike Sheen, look, he's a great journalist and done some great things for footy, but he really shouldn't be commenting on football or soccer because he's right in one regard that it's boring, but he's probably missed the point of that Australia really need a striker. We rely on Cahill, and it's just we're far too down the trail now to actually breed some new strikers into our squad, and I just feel like that we miss the firepower to do anything in a World Cup if we make it. What are your thoughts?
Oh, no. We are two strikers. We need a couple rippers to do any damage at the World Cup. But still, getting to the World Cup is massive for the Socceroos, and I think we're all invested about it. And just just on the back of what Mike, if Americans saw those two grand finals we were talking about earlier, Sydney taking on West Coast, they'd look at the game and they go, this is a rubbish game.
No, not good.
But
not
we
good.
Are all invested, so we see it for something different.
If they watch the 89 grand final or some of the ripping grand finals.
Yeah. Ooh. If you're invested, watching the Socceroos nil in Honduras, enemy turf, it's something. Jono, thanks for the call. Prize music, please.
Life is like a hurricane. What? This is DuckTales.
What's DuckTales?
Oh, the Victorian.
No, but what's DuckTales?
Well, it's Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
What? The Disney guys? Disney. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because everyone's making a duck. Because Hanscom and Aaron Fincher made ducks at the G.
Yes.
When Victoria was chasing a measly 172 that the Tasmanians made. Righto. Not bad, Dosby.
Give away a prize?
Please. Our listeners deserve it.
All right, $100 voucher to spend at the Woodlands Hotel, 84 to 88 in Sydney Road, Coburg. This is Johnny Ralph's home pub. For bookings, you go to the woodlandhotel.com.au. Let's give that to Josh in Cranbourne. Just talking about the batting order in the cricket.
Well, we'll ask Johnny Ralph. He comes in next about the Woodlands. It sounds like an absolute ripper. That was the Bendix Brake Soapbox. Bendix, the best-known brake pads. Ask a mechanic to fit Bendix Brakes at your next service.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3-7 weekdays on 1116 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.